Chapter 33, Lavelanet, France, 7 p.m. The Seneschal stopped the car in the village center. He and Geoffrey had been traveling for the past 5 hours, opting to stop in a tiny hamlet where few tourists seemed to venture. After leaving the master's chamber, they'd exited through the passages. Geoffrey had explained how the master had taught him the route used in centuries past for escape. Once out, they appropriated one of the abbey's cars. With de Roquefort unconscious in his chambers, they'd bought themselves a solid head start.
"It's time we talk," the Seneschal said,
his tone conveying that there would be no more procrastinating.
"I'm prepared."
They left the car and walked to a café. Their robes were gone, replaced with clothes bought an hour ago in a quick stop.
"Do you realize what we did back there?"
he asked.
"We shot two brothers."
"The master told me violence would be inevitable."
"I know what we're running from, but what are we running to?"
Geoffrey reached into his pocket and produced the envelope he displayed to de Roquefort.
"The master told me to give you this once we were free."
He tore it open with a mixture of eagerness and trepidation.